This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
This weekend in Blacksburg, Virginia, graduation ceremonies are being held at Virginia Tech University. It's been nearly a month since a student gunman killed 32 people on the campus.
At a ceremony tonight, the university will award the students who were killed posthumous degrees. Their families will be presented with class rings. And more than 4,000 students will gather at Lane Stadium for a commencement speech by retired General John Abizade.
One of the students who will be there is Michelle Billman. Michelle is a graduating senior and general manager of WUVT. That's the student radio station. I spoke with Michelle about her final days as a student at Virginia Tech.
I mean, we're all sad, and you go through ups and downs, but I know that most of us, without having to take exams, we're just spending time with our friends and being on campus and doing all the things in Blacksburg that we've always loved to do.
There were quite a few reports that students on the campus kind of got fed up with the media being there after a while. Did you ever get that feeling?
Absolutely. Sorry.
That's all right.
Some media I was happy to talk to. Others have just been so insensitive and in your face and just completely inappropriate behavior to get a story. And obviously, if they're acting that way, they're not getting the story and they don't understand what happened here. And we were just a headline for a lot of people.
You have been working at the radio station there. Is that something that you're possibly interested in as a career after you graduate?
Definitely. Yep. I'm going to grad school for creative nonfiction, and I hope to tie in my work with radio.
Has this experience that you've had this year, has that affected at all how you feel about going into the career of journalism?
That's a really good question. Actually, we talked about it in one of my writing classes. My teacher was just really upset that a lot of his students, including myself, were saying that we were so disappointed in how, you know, certain members of the media treated this situation. And he honestly said, he's like, if you guys, you know, get discouraged because of what's happened, then the people who can really make a difference and who can really be a part of media that serves the community instead of, you know, harassing people and taking advantage of them in vulnerable situations, if we get discouraged by that, then there's not going to be any good reporters in the next generation. So
I would imagine that after a while, the media finally left the campus. What was it like once all the camera crews and everybody had gone?
I think something that a lot of us were afraid of was just when it would be quiet. And, you know, when you walk to the memorials and you're there by yourself and it's, you know, it's nighttime and it's quiet and no one's really around. And it's, that's when it hits you, when no one's around. It hits you and it's hard.
Did you ever almost miss having them there as a distraction?
I wouldn't go that far, but I think in order for people to actually deal with the situation, to deal with the alone time and the quiet and, you know, being with yourself in mourning and dealing with it, I mean, you've got to get your life back to normal, and Blacksburg has to be what it is without the media here. So,
with graduation coming up, I would imagine that some of the news crews have come back. Have you seen mm-hmm. much in the way of media there, and what's that been like?
I know that at the different graduations, there's special seating for the media and things like that. And I think the only way that we would really be disappointed is if we felt like our, you know, our special moments were interrupted, or if, you know, if our parents couldn't come into our graduation because, you know, journalists were taking the spots. So, I mean, and I think that that will be controlled. And I don't think it'll be quite as a zoo as it was before.
Michelle Billman will graduate tomorrow with honors from Virginia Tech. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.